This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It is Friday. It has been just hot as Hades over these past few days. I'm sick of all the heat. Anybody else? Or is it just me?
Isn't Thursday where it's actually going to go down below 90?
I think the heat index is actually going to be at like 98. With the heat index is going to be down to that.
Right now,
I don't think we could even hit that.
This weekend, it's going to be worse. So
yeah, it's going to be really warm. Fred Bottomer has joined us in the studio. Fred, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know, last night after work, I walked down to the ballpark to go see the Cardinal game.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I was worn out by the time I got to the ballpark.
Oh, I bet.
Not
imagine.
Just from the walk, but I was sweaty.
Yeah. When I was at the Bananas, it was hot. People stayed and it was awesome. I loved the crowd. The stadium was completely full and people were going bonsai and the kids were all so cute, you know, loving it. And
44,000 people both nights.
It was great.
Even
it was so
at
much
the,
fun.
The seats across the street.
Yeah.
Over at Ballpark Village were full.
Who was the star that was there the night you were there? A former, was it Adam Wainwright?
Oh, yeah. It was Waino came and out and pitched that night.
I mean, people went completely nuts.
Did they go bananas?
They went bananas.
Thank you.
And
we'll be here all day.
I mean, he like cried. It was, you just love him.
I saw him say in a post-game interview, he said, yeah, I told my wife, I'm not going to cry.
Right.
And of course I cried.
He cried. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
that's
I can see that. Who did the Cardinals win last night?
Oh, yeah,
they did.
9-7, I think.
So did that mean they took two of three?
Last night was game one of their series against the San Diego Padres.
Oh, yeah, this is me not paying attention.
They had a very, very, very forgettable road trip where they got swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I just stopped watching, yeah.
And then they lost a series against the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies, let's see, it was their first shutout in game three in 220 games. And
we were there for them.
The one that I thought was even worse, it was their first shutout at Coors Field of an opponent since July 30th of 2023. The team that they shut out in 23 was the Oakland A's, who I told Fred won 50 games in 2023.
Okie dokie. So we're on a roll.
Cardinals
made
some history.
Last night, though, was really good. I mean, there were home runs. It was exciting. The crowd was going wild for the home runs.
Nice. How was the crowd, by the way?
Oh, well, it was an Ozzie Smith bobblehead giveaway.
Oh.
So I imagine there were some extra people there. But, you know, I didn't hear the crowd.
I didn't hear the total attendance. It wasn't anything to write home about.
It wasn't.
But
it wasn't
like it was scarce either.
But it was also 100 degrees, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, fun game. Six-run second inning with two or three-run homers. Herrera, Donovan, and Contreras all homered. And yeah, it was a close game. And I wonder if it's the last time that we see Ryan Helsley pitch in a Cardinal uniform.
Well, we're going to talk with Frank Cusumano later on this hour, and I'm sure he may have some thoughts on that. Hats off to all the Cardinal fans who come out when it is just hot as Hades out there, and you actually sit. Fred, hats off to you for making that walk.
Hold on. Fred does not get applauded for this.
Okay.
Why? I said for making the walk
I made the walk.
I said making the walk.
You get the applause for that.
Hey,
but that's where it stops.
Hall of Famers,
has that indoor seating.
I'm just saying, Hall of Famers always get a tip of the cap, and the,
that's right.
That's right. They get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I was in the air condition, one of the club's Champions Club.
I love the Champions Club.
Yeah.
Now I haven't been.
Have
you been to the 703 Club?
No. Yes. They're right next to each other.
Yes. So the 703 Club, part of the 703 Club, what is 703 now, used to be part of the Champions Club. And I was a little disappointed when they started the 703 Club, because that corner of a Champions Club is where I used to like to sit, because you could sit over there and you had an unobstructed view of home plate and you could watch everything, or you could spin around and the bar was right there.
Oh,
so that was pretty awesome. If you have never had the opportunity to sit in the Champions Club, I highly recommend it.
It's great.
It really is. It's a great way to see a ball game. But I can tell you, so when I was working for Charter, we had a suite. And from time to time, I would get to take my kids to the game and sit in the suite when my kids were younger. That's a horrible thing to do to a kid, because they get used to that.
That's right.
Because there's food and there's drinks and there's air conditioning and there's great seats.
Like that.
And my kids, so I would start asking them, hey, do you want to go to the ball game? And they're like, yeah. Wait, do you have the suite? No, these are tickets. They're down the first baseline. They're great. See, oh, they're outside?
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
Oh, man.
All right. That would make me so mad. Oh, that's why I stopped asking. And then my second son would get on me one time, and he's like, how come you never take us to the ball game anymore? I'm like, because you're ungrateful. It's crap.
And you're spoiled.
I don't want to take you. What's funny, so Trump did a executive order today. Ethan was talking about this during the Manny Fry show. And he was talking about the new executive order that he signed for college sports. And I'm not going to say let's go into that. I don't want to go into that. But I saw John Calipari was speaking to the Rotary Club of Little Rock, and he was talking about the state of college sports. Mm-hmm. And he said, I feel really bad for these kids who are going through college today, because the majority of them are not going to go pro, but they're getting
the vast majority of them.
Right. They're getting spoiled rotten right now. And what they're doing is they are just jumping from team to team to team. And it's Ethan talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour of it's not about what facilities they offer, how good of school it is, how good the coach is, even in some cases. It's how much are you going to pay me to play for you?
Yep.
And Calipari had a great line where he said, I have been rich and I have been poor. He said, but the thing I will tell you is the worst thing in the world is to be poor, get some money, and then be poor again. And he said, I worry for these kids who have grown up poor. They get to these colleges, and for a few years, they get a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever talked to them about what to do with their money.
They haven't even been able to mature.
No.
I mean, this is
I mean, you're 18 to 22 years old, right? So you're getting all this money.
Very few are ready for that.
He said, then you get out of college, and if you did get a degree, and you go to start this new job, and you're like, I'm going to make $55,000 at this job. And these kids are going, 55 grand.
Like, no way.
Are you going to, it comes with an apartment and a car, right? And it's like, no, you ungrateful little blah, blah, blah.
But they don't know any better. I mean, these are children.
So that's the thing that Calipari talked about, is he's worried about their mental health. What's going to happen with these kids who don't make it pro, who get told you're amazing and you get all this money while you're going to school, and then you get out? So his solution to this is you can transfer once,
because everybody can make a bad decision.
Yep.
You get to a program, you go, I didn't know that kid was coming, or that coach promised me a lot, he's not living up to it, or it's just not
well,
a place
Saban,
I want
to
be.
Talked to the president about that.
He
and,
did.
And the president said, I will look at it.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we got the executive order that we got. So it's
going
to be interesting to see.
They have to change it. It's not sustainable.
I think everybody agrees with that. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. Hey, later on this hour, Paul Hall's going to talk about what we can watch on TV. Talked about Frank Cusumano is going to join us later on. But coming up next, since Sue is not with us, ladies and gentlemen, it will be Ethan News Live.
Live.
This is going to be exciting.
Nice.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. So maybe we can work on getting new bumpers. Can we do that? I mean, if I'd love to in this Friday show, so we can do, hey, Mark Reardon disguised as Mike Elam, a less bike riding, older version. Actually, that's not true. Mark is a year older than me, and I love to remind him of that. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, hey, Ethan, he's older Ethan than would me like too. An Ethan's News bumper.
I would like an
I'm
Ethan's
sure
News
he should.
Bumper.
It's not like you work here. You know,
no, that
I mean,
doesn't happen.
You ought to be able to talk to Wiggins and go, can't you put one of those
oh,
together
Oh, I definitely
for me?
Could. I just haven't yet.
You know, it wouldn't be
I
bad.
I should surprise them, or I should surprise Mark at some point with it. And I put that in, and that's what gets played.
Oh, I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Hey, Sue is not here with us, as we spoke about earlier, and it is time for a special edition of Sue's News, hidden and disguised as Ethan's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Yay!
All right, gang. Today is National Talk in an Elevator Day. Has anyone had the opportunity to do so? We do have an elevator in this place.
Nope.
Anyone?
Nope.
Anyone? No.
Nope.
No.
We're 0 for 4.
I didn't think you were supposed to talk in the elevator. Leave people alone.
It's a good point. I guess it depends on who it is, maybe. If it's someone you know. Stranger-wise, I agree with you. It gets into dangerous
Stranger
territory.
Danger.
Exactly.
It's also National Wine and Cheese Day.
That's
I
a good
support
day.
That.
If Sue was here, I feel like she'd probably be hitting the bell about now.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There it is.
And it's also National Hire a Veteran Day. I think we can all get behind that
hey,
one.
Hey, Mike needs a job.
So, it's no secret to some people... let themselves go a bit when they are at home alone, especially in the middle of the summer. But this is an interesting way to check in with some people. A poll recently asked, do you wear deodorant when at home alone?
Yes.
What are we all yeses here?
I'm a yes.
Wait, I guess I want to clarify if I'm going to be honest. You mean like if I wake up on Saturday and I'm not leaving the house today, am I going to put deodorant on to walk around the house?
Sure.
No.
I do if I'm going outside and it's hot as can be. I don't want to even smell myself.
Oh, well, you mean if you're going to work in the yard?
Yeah.
No, I don't wear deodorant to do that. No.
God bless you.
No.
No, I can't even stand. I don't want to smell myself.
The only time that I can think of that I don't is post-shower. Because I hate the feeling of deodorant, like when I'm going to bed, I hate the feeling of like my arms feeling sticky from deodorant.
You know what? Yeah, men's deodorant is gross.
If I take a shower, I put deodorant on just out of habit.
I don't even know. But that gel stuff, it's disgusting. I feel bad for you.
Russell says, yes, Ethan, every day. Well, duh. Well, yes, I don't want to stink, Jackie says.
Get this.
I stand with Jackie.
There you go.
Only 66% of people said yes.
Really?
24%. Said no. So 2 in 3 people saying yes. One person said, I can still smell my armpits when they're stinky. So yes. Another person said they always do regardless of where they'll be because it is just part of their post-shower routine. But others say they don't bother because they don't, get this, they don't shower regularly. And that extra protection isn't necessary if they're just relaxing at home alone.
I wear deodorant if I'm going out of the house, but if I'm just going to be at the house lounging, like, do you not do that on a Saturday or Sunday sometime? You just lounge at the house and you don't go anywhere?
I mean, I might, you know, get up late, but at some point the deodorant goes
at
on.
At some
and
point.
And it's really bad because really these deodorants last for more than 24
well,
hours.
Well, the deodorant
they
that
do.
I use says it's good for 72 hours.
Exactly.
I won't go.
I still do it.
I won't go a full day if I'm not going anywhere on the weekend without it. But like maybe like the first half of the day up until like I'm doing something, or if I recognize, okay, I need to put deodorant on now. Like, but it's not. I rarely go a full day without deodorant.
All right,
you're a bold man for that, Mikey.
My deodorant still smells good, so maybe I don't work hard enough. That's the problem.
We've come a long way from asking WebMD medical questions and freaking out about when it said we were dying. Remember that you used to Google your diagnosis, like, oh, yeah. I feel this. Oh my God, I have this random disease. I remember that from when I was a little kid. A new survey asked...
That was Tuesday for me.
Right?
Yeah.
A new survey asked people how they're using AI like ChatGPT to manage aspects of their health and learn about potential diagnosis. 35% of people have asked AI health questions, and 63% of them think AI is trustworthy. That's more trustworthy than social media, which is at 43%, and influencers, excuse me, which is at 41%. But it is much less trustworthy still than doctors, which is at 93%, and friends that are at 82%.
Okay.
And there's this, 24% of people have asked AI to fact check information that they've received on social media, friends, and their own doctors. As health professionals, have any of you reverted to AI as far as it goes
not
medical?
Not a fact check.
I haven't done AI for medical, but I have done AI for almost everything else.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't use it for fact checking.
I am addicted to ChatGPT. I really am. I use it every day, multiple days.
And you don't catch it in mistakes?
Oh, well.
Yeah, if you use it at all, you have to. Like, people will, like, even say, okay, draft me a contract, blah, 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 that does all these things. Okay, that's a first draft, and then I would go over it and make sure that, you know.
Right.
But it does speed things up, but you cannot supplant your judgment and your...
I use it on a regular basis because I do a lot of emails with cities that we're going to go expand into. So I'll draft emails, and I'll tell it, hey... Craft it from this position, being this person. Here's a good starting point, and I'll put my email that I wrote in there, and it cleans it up for me. And then I'll go back and look at that, and I'll adjust from there. Yeah. I don't do just a copy and paste, though.
It helps to have. It's almost like an extra editor.
It is. And sometimes it will throw in some things, and you're like, oh, dang, that was good.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Uh-uh.
Right.
That's messed up.
The more times than not, it's like, well, that's going to take some work.
Do any of you have family members that you have the same birthday as?
No.
Anyone in here?
My son and his first cousin have the same birthday.
Okay. All
and,
right.
And my dad. It's my dad, my son, my dad's.
Okay, well, three.
Away.
That's pretty good. Three.
My two sons are 3 days apart, but 2 years apart.
Okay, close, but no cigar. Close. Okay. Well, get this. Imagine having four kids, not quadruplets, that all have the same birthday.
Wow.
That's the case for Nazi Drake's kids that were all born on July 7th, though in different years. It was a coincidence that she did not plan for with any of the kids. And get this, they all have birthmarks on their right leg. Doctors have even been surprised by their same birthdays. Nazi tells, shares here that she thought her son, who was born on July 7th of this month, would not follow in the footsteps of his siblings, but...
He did.
I would be curious to know when their anniversary is.
We have a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say there's something in common there.
Could you backdate their birth to their anniversary?
We got a little bit of audio here from Nazi.
Uh-oh. With their due dates being so like different, I was like, there's no way he's going to be born. Like, he's going to come the 4th of July or he's going to come the 1st. I actually thought he would come in the end of June because that's when I hit 38 weeks. But he made it all the way to 39.
How crazy is that?
Wow.
Four kids all the same. That just tripped me
it
up when I saw that.
It does kind of make it easier, though. You do all the birthdays at once, and, you know, that has to be easier when
you're
little.
Yeah, it's easier for the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Parents, I think the kids hate it.
Wrapping up here, beginning to wrap up here in Ethan's news. 45 years ago today, in 1980, this album came out with this classic on it. AC/DC releases their seventh album, Back in Black, with, of course, this one, Shoot the Thrill, You Shook Me All Night Long, Back in Black, Hell's Bells, and much more.
I wore this cassette out. Oh, I burned through this cassette so many times. Sitting on the square in Berryville, Arkansas, trying to figure out who's got the party this weekend. There when you grow up in small towns, there's going to be a keg party somewhere, and
just
you're going out.
It.
Oh, you got to love it.
17 years ago, one of my favorite movies of all time, Step Brothers, released with
Great
Will Ferrell
movie.
And John C. Reilly.
Underrated.
And now to wrap our random fact of the day. The last shot of the Civil War was fired on June 28, 1865, almost 2 months after the war had ended. Get this, off the coast of Alaska, a Confederate warship hadn't gotten word the war was over and ended up destroying 24 Union boats.
Wow.
And that's it for Ethan's news.
That's Ethan's news in for Sue's news. Paul Hall is on the other side. It's that time of a Friday afternoon, and Paul Hall from Common Guy Film Reviews joins us, and you get to figure out if you're like me and you don't really know because you're busy through the rest of the week and you finally have a chance to sit down and watch TV. What am I going to watch this weekend? Paul Hall, thanks for being here again.
You got it, Mike. I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy week for me, so I didn't get out to see the Fantastic Four. More to come later on that. I'll fill everybody in what I was doing. It was some personal family business. But I have a question for Ethan.
Oh.
Because he brought up in the last segment he likes a certain movie. I just want to know if he's been playing my drums.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
have you sensed it?
How about this?
Hey, man. Did you touch my drum set? It's just weird because... seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird. Because I didn't touch them.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick. because the left one has a chip in it. You crazy man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
You, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you touched my drum set.
Careful what you bring up, Paul.
So you know, that was supposed to be in Ethan's news. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, so you bringing that up was honestly perfect.
It really
there
was.
There you go. I gave it to you. I was sweating watching Cops, so I knew what went on, and I'm just going to leave it there. I do have to mention, too, coming out of Ethan's news, the second half of that Billy Joel documentary, Tonight on Max.
Oh, good.
If you checked it out last week, it definitely was an incredible 2.5 hours. It was long, but there was so much information in that doc that was fascinating to see. We'll see where it goes tonight. The conclusion... Tune in over there. I believe it's at 7 o'clock Central here.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch it yet because I want to watch it all at the same time. I'm going to binge.
That's a long watch. It'll be close to 5 hours when you're all said and done.
Well,
so.
It's like 800 degrees here, so the chances of me being outside are getting much, much, much worse here.
You know,
so.
if you want to go sit in a nice air conditioning place and watch a little golf, I think that might make you happy.
I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit a big nut. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
We're not done with golf. Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Long time coming.
No
kidding.
This
one has been around forever. It's been talked about forever, and we finally get it. And, you know, when Cusimano comes on later, talk to him about some of the golf people in this, because quite frankly, they've got golfers up one side and down the other, from Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau to Scottie Scheffler, world number one, and he was in Happy Gilmore 2 this week. So figure that one out. Even making fun of his arrest from a couple years ago when he drove around the barricade going to the tournament. So
no way.
Absolutely.
That's
You'll have
hilarious.
To see it to get more. I'm not going to tell you how, but there's multiples of that. Stay with it till the end. You can wait and leave like when the credits start. But before that, stay with it. There's another scene with Scotty back there. I like this. I'm simple, maybe. This is the kind of dumb humor that I like to just sit back and relax with.
Yes.
Adam Sandler is back doing what he does. And I don't want this to reinvent the wheel. I want it to just give me those characters that were there. He does a really good job within Happy Gilmore 2 of kind of setting the stage where we came from, paying homage to a lot of those people that may not be with us anymore that are
nice.
Get their little moment in the sun when it comes to this film, and he does it very tastefully. And we get back all the characters you like, even Vern Lundquist doing the broadcast
love
he did in the first one.
Love it.
I
awesome.
Love the fact how he's always so loyal to his friends, and
yes,
he has all
absolutely.
His friends in on a regular basis.
And he walks around
and
looking
his family
like a homeless
here.
Person. I mean, he just, you know, I love the guy.
So Trainwreck,
his family's all along too. So yeah, it's worth it. Check it out. It's over on Netflix. You get the chance to see it. You don't have to go to a theater to see it. Netflix is giving it to you at home all starting now.
And while you'll have Netflix, you can be over and watch Pi Moms.
P.I. Moms. P.I. Moms. They're private investigators.
By the way, I already saw it.
And you know what? I like Trainwreck. I don't like this one. This one didn't do it for me. I guess it just kind of felt like a mess from start to finish. I didn't know about this show. I don't know. Jane, did you know about this show before?
No, I had never heard of it. And I didn't even know that was the premise, was that they were going to try to put together a show. And you know what? I liked it. I don't think it was the top train wreck, but it was a train wreck. And that no. actor guy was a real jerk. And, yeah, I mean, I felt sorry for the ladies because they actually came by all of it honestly. They really were PIs, and they loved it, and they had kids, and they really enjoyed doing the private investigation work. And
but they wanted to do a show?
Well, they got offered, and so as they, you know, were getting through and getting to the show and filming it, and they did get into it, and they thought it might be a good platform for them, and then it all got messed up, and hence train wreck, and so it wasn't like the best one I've seen, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think the problem here for me is that it kind of goes off into different tangents. You know, in the beginning of this, they tell you the one person wanted to derail it all to be himself in the plot. Turns out, even this Netflix documentary is all about that person at its heart, really, and kind of leaves the women beside and kind of behind in the whole course of the documentary. So this is why I didn't get it, is because I think it took two different paths and it just never quite worked out. Next up, they're going to raid Area 51 next week for train wrecks, so be ready for that one if you remember that event.
I mean, is that the thing now? Are they going to do them like, I mean, these have been coming fast and furious.
No, it's a series for right now. These are all done in the can. It's almost like a season of a series type of thing.
Okay.
So we will eventually call this one a quits for a little while, but right now it's been, you're right, it has been fast and furious every week, and it's one of the few shows every week I can not wait to see. Yeah.
So over at Prime Video, we've got Shiny Happy People Season 2.
Yeah, and this one, Shiny Happy People came out a couple years ago, and it kind of exposed some things behind some of the Christian church and kind of the things with the Duggar family and 19 and counting and all that good stuff. Now we go to a different part within the Christian faith, the teen mania movement that went on trying to create soldiers, in essence, for Christ. However, there was a lot of bad things going on behind the scenes. This is absolutely fascinating for the first 2.5 episodes. The third episode, about halfway through, they decide they're not going to focus on the absolutely evil things that may have went on behind the scenes to some of the kids that were part of this organization. They focus on trying to make a political statement for today. And I think it doesn't work at all. They try to tie everything from this incident to Jack, and I can never pronounce his last name, Pobasic.
I'll go with
Charlie Kirk, all that. And it's not trying to make it look like they're just as bad as them, but there's no tie there. It's just kind of like thrown in at the end of this. So up till that point, fabulous documentary, and it really makes a good case for why certain things are maybe over the top, and it shouldn't matter who you are politically. Certain things are not okay, and that stuff was going on in the beginning of this. So
Paul, I've got
it's fascinating.
My kind of genre, the thing that I like action is a big thing for me. But I've gotten into, I started watching this series that was on Prime called Ballard. Have you seen this show?
It's a fabulous show. Yeah, Maggie Q in the lead role.
That's on for this weekend. I've heard good things about it.
So I just finished it, and I got to tell you, I loved it. I thought it was great.
That's good, because I love the action series.
I'm sure you probably talked about it at some point, but it was a show that I thought was very intriguing, and I remember her, I want to say, what was that show with Kiefer Sutherland where he was the only one who survived? Was he lone survivor or something like that?
Designated survivor.
Designated survivor.
Yeah, she was in that.
She was in that show with him.
Yeah.
But that's a good show. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I watched Waterfront.
Okay.
Did you like that, Paul?
That is, I'm not totally into it, but I am into it just enough to make it interesting for me.
Yeah, I finished it, and I liked it. There's clearly, they're setting it up for another season, which is really good. But he's the guy from Mindhunter, sort of the lead, guy in Mindhunter is the guy who's in Waterfront. And it kept my attention, and I also watched Apartment Q, and I liked that.
I haven't been there yet.
Yeah,
I don't know Apartment Q.
Department Q is very interesting. It's kind of a cold case investigation. It kind of goes all different ways, and it's a British show, but it's really good.
So that's similar to Ballard, is all cold case.
Yes.
So they're going in and they're solving these cold cases, which I thought it was very good. It had enough action to keep me going. Paul, what are you going to watch this weekend?
I'm looking forward to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, I kind of got to watch ahead sometimes. So
yeah.
There's a new series hitting Amazon in late August. It's a sequel, which is a prequel to something I know we've talked about on this show before that we really like, called The Terminal List.
Yeah.
This was one that was just a really good time. There is a prequel to that due in August. I'll get a chance to get an advance quite look at it before it comes out at the end of August. Can't really talk about it, but I can tell you that maybe I'll be seeing it. Maybe.
That's awesome.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing that. Paul, how can people keep up on what you are watching?
SimpleComicGuy.com.
Man, it's good to talk to you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You guys, too. Just stay cool. Stay inside if you have to. And, watch some good stuff.
This is great weekend to binge with an air conditioner.
Amen. Absolutely.
That is Paul Hall. Always a good time when he is on. We are going to talk with Frank Cusumano. We'll see if he knows about Happy Gilmore, too. Maybe he's already seen it, and he can give us his down low on it as well. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today at 97.1 FM Talk. It's the Mark Reardon Show on a Friday afternoon when it's hot as Hades outside. It's good to have a guy like Frank Cusumano who keeps up on everything for you so you can sit in the comfort of your air-conditioned home and watch it. Frank, how are you?
Hi, great to be with you. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing well. Hey, we just had Paul Hall on, and one of the things we were talking about is Happy Gilmore 2, and he was talking about all of the golf stars that are in this movie. Have you had a chance to see that yet?
I have not. I am going to watch tonight, but when you have Scheffler and McElroy in it, and you know what? I just looked at Rotten Tomatoes, and the actual viewers gave it a real high number, and even the reviewers gave it a 68. So it was certainly an iconic movie. I don't think it's going to be quite as good, but I can't wait to watch it.
It should be fun.
It will be great. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Hey, we were talking to Ethan earlier about the Cardinals and their big win last night against the Padres.
Yeah, it's a nice win. I think you could, if you want to be cynical, maybe too little too late. but it's always better to win. I thought last night the attendance was interesting because they actually sold 30,000 tickets. It wasn't to watch a team that's just coming off a 1-5 road trip. I think a lot of it was because it was Ozzie Smith bobblehead day, and it's a really cool bobblehead. They had him actually flipping in the air, so that helped the attendance. The timing was perfect by Joe Strom and that great group of ticket sellers with the Cardinals.
Frank, I already have it on my shelf of bobbleheads in my memorabilia room. So but Ozzie's looking lovely up there on the wall with all the other ones. We know that what was not lovely was the Cardinals' last road trip. Pretty much did them in, it feels like, for their destiny as far as what they're going to do at the trade deadline. Last night, we saw the lights go out and turn red. Hell's Bells played at the ballpark. Is it the last time that we will hear it as Ryan Helsley enters in to close?
Well, there's still 6 or 7 days left for the deadline. I think we'll see it again, but this is what you want to see. Obviously, you want to see a Cardinal win, but you want to see Helsley's stock go up because at one time this season, it wasn't great. But he's been, you know, arguably the best closer in baseball over the last couple of years. So that's good. Performances like that do nothing but help his trade value. I think they can get a bundle in return. The other guy that I'm interested in is Sonny Gray. Now, he has the no trade. He may not accept a trade because he's from Nashville, likes it here, different kind of guy. I don't know if he wants to just up and go. But his value has just been brutal lately. Last night, rocked again. He's had so we'll see what happens there. They got some other pieces to trade, as we've talked about, with Mats and Maton. And here's another thing. The Astros want either a second baseman or a left fielder. Well, that's what Brendan Donovan does. I wouldn't trade Donovan. I'd sign him long term. So we'll see what happens there, too.
Well, talking about Sonny Gray for a second. I mean, in large part this year, we know how good he has been. He has been top pitcher material. And then these last two outings, 8 1/3 innings thrown, I believe it is. And I think is it 14 earned runs in that time? What have you seen from Sonny Gray that's caused such hard contact against him?
Well, let's be honest. He doesn't have overpowering stuff. For him to be really good, he has to have pinpoint control. I'm not saying it's like Michaelis, but he can't throw too many strikes. And even though he's had some magnificent performances lately, if you don't have like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball and you miss that and you put that in the strike zone, well, you're going to pay a terrible price for it, which is what he's done. And it's not just a couple of starts, Ethan. It's been a long stretch here where he has not been good at all.
So I was curious. I saw that City SC is taking on Minnesota coming up tomorrow night. And so far, that has not been a very favorable matchup to the home team.
Well, that matchup and every other team in the MLS.
Right.
I wasn't going
accurate
there, but yep. Good point.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is they picked up two players this week that played for Minnesota, and those two could be active tomorrow for City SC. And that's a, you know, who knows? They may know some of the secrets. That can't hurt.
So, Frank, I was watching a story, and they were talking about those two guys where neither one of them knew that they were both coming here, but they ended up being on the same plane. So they kind of figured it out when they saw each other at the airport. And it's like, oh, going to St. Louis? Hey, me too. So in the story, they talked about they were on loan. What does that mean? They're on loan to City SC.
You know, the MLS has so many things that I just don't understand myself. I probably should take more time to try to figure it out, but there's too many other pressing, bigger sports items in my mind to try to figure out how the MLS, how all of a sudden your best player can be claimed by a team in Finland, and then that guy leaves St. Louis and goes to Finland. I mean, I just don't know enough of this, and I don't think anybody besides Bill McDermott does.
I saw that story, and I thought, what do they mean they're on loan? It's like you're borrowing another player's team. Okay.
From what, as far as I'm familiar, and if you, maybe you can affirm me in this, Frank, it's basically a rental where we have those players for a certain amount of time, whatever that exactly the contract says with them. And then once it is up, it can either be extended or they will return back to Minnesota. Because I know that we had some guys that played with our first team, that some younger guys in the first year that we ended up sending on loan to lower levels to continue developing. And some of them returned, some of them are still extended out with those teams. That, but you are right, in the Frank, in the sense of that there is so much that goes on. I mean, can you imagine the MLB or the NHL and some of these trades are made,
no,
except you can make trades to the KBO in baseball or to the KHL across the world? I mean,
yeah,
it's just so, yeah, complex how the MLS works as far as some of,
well,
these movement goes.
Along those lines is Monique wants to pick up, my wife wants to pick up George Clooney on loan for like 6 months.
Right. You know what? We have that in common.
Hey.
I think I like her.
Frank, if we had those rules, I would be in big trouble. That would,
yes,
Jennifer definitely has her rathers that she would go to. Hey, tell me about a team that some people may not be very familiar with, a professional women's football team, St. Louis Slam, heading to Canton for another title game.
Yeah, and they're really good, too. This would be back-to-back titles. And here's the interesting thing about it is they have some players like in their 40s and their 50s.
No way.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, and they know this is going to be the last game they're probably going to play together. So they really want to go out with a bang. These women have been, I've seen some of the collisions. It's serious business. They've been working at it in the hot sun for a long time. It'd be kind of cool for them to, you know, finish in style this weekend.
Hey, who are you going to have on the show this weekend?
Okay, we got a really fun Sports Plus. I spent 3 hours in the hot sun in Edwardsville on Tuesday shooting a story on the Beat Ball Baseball World Series. All of these players are blind. They are incredibly courageous, unbelievably skilled. The pitcher says, ready, set, pitch, and then they just start to swing. And it's amazing, some of the contact.
Wow.
And these guys are all just really special players. It was an honor to do the story.
Wow.
Then we're going to have Doug Vaughn in studio, who holds the record in St. Louis for longest tenured time as a television sportscaster in one station. He'll join us. And then we're going to do our best of our hit and run segments, where we've got the biggest names from John Hamm to Bob Costas to JJK, and in rapid fire, no hedging questions. So we're going to have a real fun show.
That's awesome.
Oh, great.
Man, that's going to be fantastic. Frank, thanks for taking the time. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, guys, take care.
That's Frank Cusimano. We are going to talk to Missouri State Representative Wendy Houseman on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.